What does the fear of God mean? People ask, shall we fear God? Or, does God punish people? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Proverbs 1:7. The person who fears God is wise. This fear or reverence has nothing to do with the spirit of fear. The fear of the Lord is the opposite to the spirit of fear. As life shows, the spirit of fear destroys, intimidates, or keeps from new opportunities. The fear of God does just the opposite. According to the Bible, the person who has God's fear is wise. God is holy and perfect. He hates sin. The person who is in the Lord's presence sees His holiness in the spiritual world. That is why Prophet Isaiah writes, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim, each one had 6 wings. With 2 He covered His face, with 2 He covered His feet, and with 2 He flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of Him who cried out. And the house was filled with smoke. So I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Isaiah 6:1-5. The Holy God hates sin as much as He loves the man created in His image and according to His likeness. That is why He sent His only begotten Son as the Savior. He came in human form, lived among people, and showed the will of our Heavenly Father for and His limitless love to the humanity. Then He suffered, was mocked, and crucified to save them from the curse and slavery of the devil. Jesus brought the Word of God to the humanity and prayed the Father to send the Holy Spirit, who helped people to walk in truth. But the helper of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:26-27. The Holy God gave every possible opportunity so that people do not suffer and perish. Unfortunately, not everybody understands, appreciates, and makes use of it. In these last days, people are more evil and selfish. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. 2 Timothy 3:1-4. They want to live their way because of their insolent and arrogant character. They think that the most powerful and holy God is like Santa Claus. They can order and receive from Him whatever they want. What some people think is even more miserable. I do not want much from God. Let Him give me health, and I will do the rest. I want to shout, you miserable man, just look around. So many healthy people are suffering, unable to save their children from drugs. So many healthy people are lost in the labyrinth of material and spiritual poverty. So many healthy people are suffering from the complex of being misunderstood. And the list goes on and on. And do you think that if you are just healthy, you will not need God? People are always miserable when they do not understand that they must not only pray to God for the things they need, but also ask, King of Kings, I want to know your will. What do you want me to do for you? People are miserable when getting into trouble, they stop praying, light a candle in a church or before icons in their own homes and think that a holy God will promptly pay attention to their problem and give a quick solution so that they are not offended of and disappointed with him and don't say, where is God? The holy and powerful God does not depend on man's miserable and self-centered opinion. With the pure, you will show yourself pure, and with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. Psalms 18:26. If a person had the fear of God, they would have realized the following. Here I am, standing before the holy God, still in my sins, and yet I dare to judge him for not saving me from my difficulties. God judges righteously. No, he does not punish. It is his word that judges people. The Bible says, Then Jesus cried out and said, He who believes in me, believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me, sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, what I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. John 12:44-50. A man is judged for failure to do the word of God. A person must have reverence for God in order to do the word that came out of his mouth and is written in the Bible. This will secure his life from evil. What awaits a person who criticizes others all the time? The word says, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Luke 6:37. When a person judges others, they do not just reap what they have sown, but also repeat the mistakes of all those whom they judge. When a person slanders and defames another one with the intent to get rid of them, they themselves fall into their own trap, and eventually people get rid of them. Let us remember how Haman was defaming Mordecai, who saved the king's life, and how the Lord set the course of events so that eventually they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Esther 7:10. The Lord watches the actions of each person and looks to it that his word is fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Matthew 24:35. When a person refuses to do the word of God or disobeys his commandments, they are left outside the shadow of the Lord that is his protection. Such a person naturally falls into a trouble which can even end with death. And worst of all, death is not the end, but the beginning of the eternal life in hell. This life is temporary. The eternal life starts after death. God is not going to surprise people. He already spoke in his word, teaching the way of life that would keep people from living in captivity to the ruler of this world during this temporary life, and would grant eternal life with the Lord of Lords, the Almighty, All-Merciful, and Righteous King. God created man triune, spirit, soul, and body. And each of these triune parts needs fellowship, nourishment, and development. The body is nourished by food, proper food, clean air, sports, a right trainer, and advice on health care contribute to having a healthy body. Proper cultural values, art, education, and untrodden nature nourish and develop the soul. And what things are proper, those that build up, impart goodness and happiness, and lived on a new and higher level. The spirit can receive nourishment and be developed only by God. Unfortunately, many do not realize this, so they try to satisfy their spiritual hunger by thinking they are only able to nourish and develop the soul. Christianity is not religious, a series of rites and festivities. Christianity is a knowledge of the one who created everything in and beyond the universe. Christianity is a worship of the one who holds the eternal life in his hands. Christianity is the way of deliverance from the captivity of the devil and living in the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. That is why it is necessary to nourish our spirit through fellowship with God.